On my computer, my time just flipped to 7 o'clock. Mark will be able to join in when it makes connection. So I'll call this special meeting to order, meeting ID 935-442-9176, Wednesday, July 15th, 2020 at 7 p.m. Review approval of the agenda, item two. Hopefully everybody's got an agenda in front of them.
I move we approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
Moved and second, moved by Joanne.
Nancy.
Second by Michael.
Or moved Nancy. By Nancy.
Excuse me. Joanne had just moved, so her head and I've just caught my eye. moved in second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carried. Approved agenda will stand as is. Item three, new business. A, which is investment of reserve funds, page one, two, and then three. Four, I guess five. Anyway, Dennis.
Three to seven. Sorry, I didn't put the numbers on the front page.
See how fast I get lost if there's no numbers? Anyway, you want to take the lead here?
Okay, everybody has the request for decision that I prepared. However, I've found out more information. I imagine you had a chance to read it, but on page two, the staff recommendation, I make recommendations for all the funds. I'd also like to add in this meeting, the fire apparatus fund, the $150,000, what do you want to do with that? You want to put it in cashable? If I get a motion, when I go to deposit the money, I'll know where to put it, cashable or long-term. However, what I did find out today, and Nancy, you are right that our bank account is heavy. Presently, we have in the bank $355,000. And we got another check today for $221,000 from the municipality for taxes. So that gives us $577,000. However, if we take the $150,000 for the fire reserve and $10,000 for EHS and some other outstanding checks we have right now, I went and printed a financial statement as of today to look at what's outstanding. We have about $65,000 outstanding. So you take that out, then we end up the bank account $338,000, which is still a lot of money not doing anything. I spoke with the auditor and said, why do we have so much money in the bank account? And he reminded me that if you look at our last, at the audit statement on page, I wrote it down somewhere, page nine, I think it is. And he refers to in the audit that we have accumulated surplus for the last 3 years that just keeps building. You'll see an accumulated surplus of $282,000. So every year we always had a lot of extra money. 3 years ago, he told me, I don't know if you can recall, Bill, but 3 years ago that there was $174,000 or $170,000 of surplus that was put into operating reserve. And that was what we have in the RFD, the operating reserve. So he's suggesting this year we had a surplus of $23,268. And Nancy, I don't know if I spoke to you about this, but the $23,000 surplus on the front of our audit, it showed $166,000 consolidated surplus, But if you take off, we didn't take money out of reserves to work on the pool and fix the repair the knotweed, everything else. We paid that out of our operating account. We paid it out of our current account. So actually, we have some pretty good money. I'm going to suggest that with everything I have listed here also, is that even the auditor said, he said, take 100,000. You can afford it. We can afford it. Take 100,000 out of the operating account plus the 23 from this year, 123, put it into the operating reserve. If you put it in the operating reserve, you just need a motion to get that money out if you need it. That's the important thing. He said, you can do anything. When you put it into a capital reserve, it's more difficult to get out.
Exactly. And the operating reserve is for operations, not capital expenditures.
You can make a use it for capital expenditure if you need it. You know, that's the beauty of it. But if you take money and put it into the fire apparatus, you can't take that out and say, hey, I want to spend it on something else. So his point is, if you to ensure we have enough money for everything, is that, okay, let's put it in operating reserve. And we can put it in cashable. Cashable is 0.54% right now compared to the other interest rates. This right now, that's another reason I printed off financial statements, which you'll get at the end of the month. But I want to see how much money we spent so far up to July 15th. And we had a surplus of 52,000. That's because we didn't open the pool on time. Nothing was being done. And we had no cleaners cleaning the office, cleaning the fire hall. The washrooms weren't open. So we saved some money. So we got $52,000 surplus. Overall, last year, compared to last year, we had 29,000. Okay? That's it for me.
That sounds good, Dennis.
Thank you, Michael.
I have a little question. How much did you say we... What's so funny, Michael?
Anyway, Nancy, continue.
Continue. I expected you to ask a question. That's all. I was right. I expected you to ask a question.
Dennis, how much did you say we had left over when you did the bank statement?
350.
No.
Oh.
When you just finished saying we have 52,000 or something left over from the
from this
okay
last period from, when I, from when April I, that's according sorry Nancy that's according to our budget we budgeted
right,
to spend so
exactly.
much and we didn't
when I did my proposal I calculated that we had 93,600 left over from the first tax installment to the end of June. And that was to last us until we got our next installment in July. So the $41,480 for Mr. Mason, the pool wall repair, was paid from the operating account.
That's right.
So yeah. That makes sense that it drops
yes.
it down
yeah.
to 52,000.
That's right. Yeah.
But that money was supposed to come, that money was supposed to be, or that cost was supposed to be paid for from reserves.
That's right. And I did ask him about that. Like last year, we didn't use reserve. And he said, that's a good thing. If you got the money to pay out of operating, pay it out of operating, because why put money into reserves and then pull it out? You know, because if we took the 41,000, I'm not going to take 41,000 out of the pool reserve unless we need it. Because if I took it out, then you would say end of this fiscal year, oh, let's put some back.
I understand that, Dennis. Yeah. You're taking it from an account that is paying no interest.
That's right.
Rather than from another account that is earning interest.
Right. So what I'm recommending is that we put in an additional, what I have there on page two, unless somebody wants to, you know, adjust it somewhat, but put in an additional $125,000 into operating reserve, perhaps as cashable, and where I have 100 plus 79, I would put lock that in 18 months, $179,000. The same thing with the pool. We made a motion to pull out the money, the $41,000, we don't need it. You know, we got money in our operating account to pay for it. Because the reason we have money in our account, so much money in our account, because we have never, over the past 3 years, taken money out of our operating account to put into reserve, any surplus.
Well, I have some comments. Mike, hope you will bear with me. Under your staff recommendations, excluding the latest that you've just announced, pool reserve, the $41,480 that you're recommending be cashable, that's already been paid.
Yes.
We have $30,000 that matures on September 23rd. So that needs to be adjusted. My other comment is that I found that this proposal was very difficult to follow. And in my opinion, it doesn't follow the reserve funds policy guidelines or the budget. And the reference to the budget is wharf repair, ramp, the lift, lights. These are not in the budget. So my comment is, what is the point in having either a reserve fund policy or a budget if you're going to ignore both of them? I would like to see the proposal reissued so that it can be followed logically.
Dennis, do you have any comment to that?
I don't know. I'd have to look at that. You have to give me, you know, maybe, I don't know. The point is we have so much money. You know, and I can't help if someone can't understand what's there. I don't know how else to explain it. The whole thing on page three, we have those different reserves coming up. I don't know what you want to do with it.
Well, in a way, Dennis is right. What we got to do is tonight, try to figure as many of these as possible what we're going to do with it. I do have some concern in depleting the operations too much. We could all of a sudden, in a twinkling, and just virtually overnight, have to go with engineering for a fire hall. If we've got it all locked away till January 22, it's going to delay things. And if we get our basic current account too low, we may run into trouble too, because there is money for fire apparatus like the FDA gear and stuff like that that I don't think has come out yet. And I don't think the amount of money for the firefighters, the 55,000, I don't think that's gone out yet. So I'm just a little concerned, but we got too much money sitting in the bank account. And
Bill.
Yes, Michael.
Isn't Dennis right by putting 123 into the operating reserve? That would give you a pool to pull from for unexpected expenses.
I do agree, but if it's locked in, I'm not sure what we'd lose by extracting it.
It would be cashable. What I got written down is cashable. Locked in is 179,000. Am I right, Dennis?
Yes. Yeah. What I'm going to suggest is that we don't have to decide on everything tonight, but you know, like some of the money, like the 150,000 for fire apparatus, we don't have to put that in until later in the year. You know, we could do it in October when we get the next draw. We see how much we spent and how much money we got left. But on page 3, the thing is, to decide on those funds, right now we have in GICs, okay, what do you want to do with them? And I'm suggesting like the first one, the pool fund, 134. Right now, because we have so much money in the bank, I'd say lock it in, building reserve. We have a motion to pull out 50,000, you know, but we have been paying that cost for the fire hall committee out of our operating account. So, you know, I don't think we'll run into trouble. We could lock the whole thing into 18 months or just leave 50 out for the building. Because, Bill, we have reserves of 282,000 surplus. So I'm just suggesting tonight to get through this, decide on those four accounts.
Joanne, you got any thought for the money for the building fund? Because engineering gets 100 grand. I don't know, but it might.
Not really. I'm really just listening to see what everybody else has to say. I'm just...
Okay. I just don't... The policy itself, we just don't want to get ourselves... I mean, if we got a policy, we should follow. Now, there's been several policies in the past that we found out shortly after we put them in play that they were really no good. So I haven't gone through that purchasing or that policy in deep enough. So thought on to it, but we need a decision. And I see Martin's there. We do need a decision to get some of this rocking and rolling. So my comments are, you want to follow what Dennis has said on each of these items or not? Or do you want to do some of them like the pool? You want to put the money into the operating? I got to hear from somebody what you want.
Can I say something?
Sure can.
Myself, I don't totally agree with the 18 months. It's 1.15 for 9 months, 1.35 for 18. Mm-hmm. Interest is not going to go much lower, I don't suspect, but there's a better chance it goes up than down. And why would you lock yourself in for an additional 18, 9 months if the rate goes up anytime? It doesn't take very much to come up to make more money than what you'll make by locking in that long. That's my thoughts.
Just a second, Martin. Dennis, didn't you say that it had dropped to 5.4 or 0.54?
No, that's the cashable. That's the cashable.
Okay.
It's not locked in, 0.54%.
Okay. for a short period of time, I mean, it's still making money. So some of these things that we, for me, the biggest unknown is the fire hall, because all of a sudden that's really going to, when it gets, if we can get it rocking and rolling, it's going to take money real quick. Hi, Nancy.
I would like to see another proposal come forward that includes everything.
Mm-hmm. And that means that would be which meeting? Next regular meeting?
Those GICs are due tomorrow.
Yeah.
They can be all put into a cashable GIC that would be redeemable after 30 days. That gives us 30 days to figure out what we're going to do. Are we going to follow the policy? Are we going to follow the budget? Or are we just going to dick around?
What do you guys think about that?
I'll go for the 30-day cash redeemable and then hash this out over the next 30 days. That's my thoughts.
Joanne?
Hamid, I'm fine with that.
Michael?
I'm fine with whatever Dennis comes up with. That's what we pay him for.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Michael.
You got an issue, Dennis, with doing that? Taking his money, rolling it into, and then we'll...
Yeah, somebody's got to come up with a proposal. I gave you the information. I can't tell you where to put us. You come up with, make a motion on each one.
If you guys want to make a motion now, to approve the proposal as presented,
no,
fine.
That's not what he said.
I would like, pardon, Bill?
He didn't say that. What he said is someone got to come up with a proposal, i.e. a motion.
Well, isn't that what the clerk is supposed to do?
He's supposed to come up with a proposal, and he's got one. He just wants to know if we're going to follow it or we're going to create another.
If you look on page 2, it says staff recommendations and comments.
Yes.
So there it is right there.
And if you want to change it, by all means.
Well, right now what it is Martin has brought forward, and he brought forward a good point.
Is that a motion?
What?
Is that a motion?
No, it's not a motion.
Oh, okay.
He made a comment.
Oh, okay.
He made a comment. He doesn't think it's wise to lock it in for 18 months because next week, depending what happens in the world, we could get twice that amount. But if the likelihood of it ever going lower than this, so Nancy had brought forward the idea that to give us cooling time, that we roll everything for a 30-day and go forward and hash this, all these policies out over the next 30 days. Plus, we may know a heck of a lot more about what's happening in the fire hall in 30 days, which would certainly change things as far as the fire hall goes, just for the length of time you're gonna lock it. It's just that we got a lot of money. We gotta stick it away. Now, so Nancy's proposal was, okay, Joanne.
I just have a question. Sure. If we lock it in and take the funds out, is there a penalty, or do we just simply lose that minuscule interest?
Yes.
What was your question, Joanne?
If we take the recommendation and we lock it in,
oh yes,
is there a penalty for withdrawal, or do we simply lose that minuscule interest?
You lose the interest.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't see that as being a big issue. Either that or we lock in the pool reserve, utility reserve, lock in everything except for the building reserve if you're that concerned. I think that we spend way too much time yakking about stuff, delaying making decisions, and, you know, just keep coming back to the same stuff.
Okay, does everybody understand what Joanne said? Follow, and maybe I'm wrong here, but what Joanne is saying is, I think, and you can nod yes or no, that we lock everything in the stuff that Dennis has suggested for the long term, except for the building, and we put that into like a shorter term, like a 9 months or even a 30 day till we figure out what's going on. And so that we can sit back, and if we do happen to need the money, then we'll lose the interest we got, the 1.35% or 1. What percent?
Bill, I'll make that motion.
As it stands now, we don't have a complete proposal. You've made a suggestion, Bill. Dennis has added whatever he's added from the accountant.
I'm doing the suggestions, not a proposal. I'm just trying to spur a little comments from you guys, what you think, because we need to make a decision tonight on a bunch of this money.
I thought I heard somebody make a motion.
Michael?
It would be me.
Okay, Michael, let's hear you.
I would make that motion to lock in $179,000 and $123,000 cashable.
In the operating reserve?
The operating reserve. $123,000.
Okay.
Basically, Dennis's proposal.
Okay. That deals with one. What's the thoughts on that? I need a seconder so we can quickly discuss it.
I'll second.
Joanne second. Michael made the motion. Joanne second. Now we're talking operating reserve. Okay. And Dennis had made a proposal of you're gonna have to say it again. So it's adding $100,000 to Dennis. Can you explain that one, please?
Okay, right now in the operating reserve, we have, you can see on page 3, 179,109.61.
Okay. But you had some extra money you were going to add to that, wasn't it?
Or
you
were out of the operating account of $123,000.
Adding it to the
as a cashable GIC.
Okay, so the
earning 0.54%, so if you need it at any time, it's there.
Okay, so 123. So before before this motion, so I want to hear exact numbers for the operating that's going in to what's locking in and what's not locking in.
Bill.
Yes. Go ahead, Michael.
Dennis's earlier proposal. I didn't write it all down.
No, me neither.
Memory doesn't serve me that well.
So, Dennis, can you quote us the numbers for operating that you're suggesting?
On page 3.
I see it. I'm looking at 3.
Okay. The bottom one is operating. On that list, $179,109.61.
Correct.
Michael said lock that in 18 months. And I propose, because we have so much money in our bank account that you never put in reserves, you just let sit there. That's 282. So I propose that $123,000 go into operating as cashable.
$123,000 is cashable. $123,000 cashable. Now.
Okay, by me.
So we get the moved in the second, and I'm hoping I'm spitting this out correct. We got a motion and seconded to put in operations reserve $179,109.61 locked in for the 18 months and $123,000 put in cashable.
At 0.54%.
At 0.54%. Everybody understand that one?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Haven't heard from Martin, but motion carried. Now, let's move to the next one. That takes care of that. Now, the next one, which seems a little bit easier, is that utility one, $36,013.10. Does anybody think we're going to have to quickly get into anything to do with utilities? Or do we just get a motion and lock that one in for the 18 months?
I move that we lock in the utility reserve of $36,013.10 for an 18-month non-redeemable GIC.
Seconded by Michael. Any comments on it? Hearing no comments, no questions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. So we're going to lock in the $36,013.10. Okay, now where's the next one? The next one is number two, which is pool. We presently have coming up $134,203.31. So we have to knowledge until fall, we have our work done and paid for. Am I right, Dennis?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. So that amount of money, $134,000, you want to lock that in to a shorter term or keep it at the 18 months? Michael?
Bill, don't we have a pile of work coming for the pool?
Yeah.
Chairlift and ramps and...
Well, we've got the $28,000, which is probably going to weep out because you're going to have a little bit of money for engineering, i.e. the ramp and the wheelchair lift type thing.
Cameras.
Yeah. So, Nancy.
Should we consider keeping that one open?
Easier access to it, you mean?
Yes.
We have a pool reserve GIC for $30,000 due September 23rd.
Okay.
If we are going to act on non-budgeted expenditures, such as the wharf repair, and the ramp and the lift, we should find out how much or figure out how much we need to take or add to that 30,000 GIC in order to accomplish what we need to or want to do.
I agree with that. Makes a lot of sense.
We already approved the dock.
I don't see it allocated in the budget.
We made a motion.
I still don't see it allocated in the budget.
Nancy, you can't have everything in the budget. It comes as an expense. It'll be an expense over top of the repairs and maintenance on the budget section for the pool. You can't.
So are you going to pay for it? You'll just be over budget.
Yeah, that's right. You're over budget. That's what happens. You know, and you have to expense it somewhere. It's an expense to the pool. There's always all kinds of expenses that come up where you're over budget.
Yeah, well.
You made a motion. You already approved it. You already approved to spend that money. The contractor was sent the letter, said start when you can. And he said he might be able to start in before Christmas. If not, he'll do it in the spring.
Okay. By that time, we should find out engineering-wise some ideas, i.e. that we're going to do there, so that it's all done at the same time.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Back to what we did. So from what I understand, we should lock in 134,203. Dennis, can you comment, please?
No, that's not a bad idea, because we don't really need it. We got the money in operated. We got it in the bank account. We also got
$30,000 coming out.
That's right. We could leave that one as cashable when it comes due.
Okay.
Okay, Michael? Bill, I'd like to make a motion on that.
Okay.
That we lock in $134,000. For the pool.
Okay.
18 months?
What you thinking? 18 months?
Or you can do 9 months at 1.15.
I like 18 better.
Well, that takes us to January. That's locked in to January 2022.
Well, we got the $30,000 coming due, so that should cover any expenses. September, you say?
Okay. What's everybody else's thought? Martin? Still with me?
I am, Bill. I already told you my thoughts. Lock it in for 18 months, you're losing the chance on making interest off it if the rates go up. That's my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And I tend to agree. How about we lock it in just for the nine months, because we have work that we're going to do there. We don't know how much yet. Anybody got a comment to that, Michael?
Okay, Bill, let's lock her in for 9 months, $134,000. I'd like to make that motion if possible.
Need a seconder.
I'll second.
Joanne, second.
Thank you, Joanne.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Now, the only one left is the building committee or the building reserve. And I'm like a little bit like Martin. I mean, the building is going to be, when it happens, it's going to come on as like almost like a tsunami, and we're going to need money, and we're going to have seed money. We're going to have several things. And, I personally, and this is just me, and I'm only one person here, I hate locking the thing into January 2020, simply because that tells me that let's suppose that everything gets put in place and we're a year from now, next year, and we have to lose our interest. You know, so it's locked in for 9 months, then we can deal with it then, or be like what Nancy said, lock it in for a month at a time. Because we got policies we're going to have to really look hard at.
Okay, so, Bill.
Michael.
Building reserve is 371, is it?
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about right now?
Yes.
The amount. Okay, I'd like to make that motion, lock it in for 9 months. Would everybody be happy with that?
No, because we've got expenses coming up. Dennis's recommendation was the $50,000 that we've already allocated to the building committee. It's on page 2, Michael.
Yeah. So you're saying lock it in less than 50 grand.
Okay, withdraw.
And is 50 grand going to cover it?
Probably not.
Cover what?
Our expenses between now and 9 months from now.
It depends what happens with the fire hall. You'll not get engineering for 50 grand because we're already spending money of that. I mean, as far as what Kirby's doing and what Joanne and them are doing, yes, 50,000 would cover. Martins?
Let me see, where the hell are we here? I tend to agree. Money gets gobbled up really fast in the building. And if you don't have money in your hands to go out at the time you need it, you're going to lose a lot of good deals.
Yeah. That's where I agree. And that's why I'm a little apprehensive locking things in for 18 months. I'm not worried. I shouldn't say this, but the interest, whether we make a half a percent or a percent, is not really what's worrying me. It's the ready cash, and then we have to cash something in and lose the interest on it, which makes it compounds the problem. So if you're going to get something for 25 grand and we have to cash that and we lose 10, then all of a sudden what you're buying for 25 is now 35.
What I'm asking you, Bill,
yes,
is for a best estimate of what might be needed for the building in ready cash over the next year. And to put that amount in a cashable GIC at 0.54%.
I would say that 50 grand will let Nan and Joanne and the committee do whatever they need to do in the upcoming weeks or months. I hope it's not upcoming weeks or months, because I hope a decision gets made very quickly on where we're going to go. But after the decision is made, that's when you're going to have to put your money where your mouth is. You're going to have to have an engineering firm and things like
that. This is what I'm asking. Let's say a decision is made in 2 months.
Okay.
And we start building or the preamble to building. We'll need that money.
We'll need.
So how much do
all
we
of that.
Need? How much?
You'll need half of that.
All right. So 150,000 should be put into a cashable GIC. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. You need ready. You're going to need the commission, or the commission's going to need ready cash to pay whoever we're going to pay to design, build this sucker to start it. And if we go out and once we make a decision, Dennis goes out trying to do what he does, is borrow money and or get free money or whatever. He's going to need operating too. So if we take half of it and lock it in for 9 months and the other half for,
monthly.
Because it's a monthly thing. It changes. You know, Joanne could go back and say next month, tell us stuff that we don't know and say, listen, we're ready to go, or we're ready not to go, or we're going to do this lot.
If the committee says you have a site, you have a design, you can't start construction, you can't do anything until you go to the public.
Yeah.
Tell them what you're building, get their approval, and then you have to go to MODC to guarantee what you're borrowing.
Yeah.
And that may take a while.
Still don't like locking the whole damn issue in for a long haul. I don't like it. That's just me.
I don't want to go over – 9 months I'm comfortable with, because realistically it could take you 9 months to get going anyway once you get your plans finalized, so you get a crew to build. But I don't like going over that either. That nine's enough.
You know, initially the 50 grand that we've got for the setting aside for the committee, which is already some spend out of it, is that's there.
But actually, the $50,000 has been spent out of the operating. They never took any money out of the reserve. There's no sense in taking money out of the reserve until we need it.
Okay. Let's make this simple. Lock the whole damn thing in for 9 months. What's everybody think about that?
371?
What's everybody think about that? That's what I'm saying.
I'm good with it. I'm good with it for 9 months.
Michael?
Sure.
Joanne?
Don't we need... Okay, so, right. Dennis said that the $50,000 hasn't been touched. We've been paying for that. The consultant out of the bank account?
Mm-hmm.
Operating, yep. Yep, so that's fine.
You fine with that?
Yep.
Nancy?
Okay.
So.
Who made the motion?
Michael.
Mike Martin made the motion.
No, Michael made the motion.
Michael, and then Martin?
Michael made the motion. I'll second it.
Okay.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So...
are we establishing the emergency medical services reserve tonight?
Well, it'd be a great time to do it. Which is, we're looking at, the paperwork has to be put in for that, right? I don't think any paperwork's done for that.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
So we have to do that. So we need a motion to make the paperwork, and we have to grab 10 grand and put in.
So move.
Second.
Nancy moved. Michael second.
Martin.
Yeah, it was me.
Okay, Martin second.
Martin.
All right, we got moved and second that we're going to do get the paperwork together to start the emergency building reserve, put 10 grand into it. And what I remember, I think we already got a motion in place that it's a $50,000 cap.
That's correct.
Having all said all that, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So now we're going to have to move on to, unless there's something I missed, Lido Pool opening and guidelines. And they must start past page 7. Okay. Dennis, opening, you've got a request for a decision.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read this down. Proposed summary, Dennis has written, opening on July 16th. I believe the pool is ready. Can I get a nod from you, Dennis? Is the pool
ready? Yeah. The chlorine came in today. If I may add to it, Bill, what's written there?
Yeah.
Chlorine came in. We have one lifeguard. We have Max, who used to be an instructor for swim lessons. The other lifeguard, Matthew, he can't start till Sunday. He's got a job right now. So, and Max needs off Sunday. So I only have two lifeguards, but come Monday, I should have them both working Monday to right through. I said to them that if you need a lunch or you need a break, just close the pool. Hopefully Darcy was looking for instructors, and that's why here you see swim lessons at 10 o'clock till noon. That would allow the instructors to have their lunch or have a break, and then they would be work from noon till 2. So that's the schedule. We're going to try to stick to it, but people have to understand nobody wants to be a lifeguard. And they're looking around. All the pools are closed, but nobody wants to step up.
Okay.
So with all the, and speaking, if I may, Bill, I know you're reading what I had there, but because of all the problems with COVID and limiting the number of people in the pool, some people don't agree. I don't want to see anything happen where people start arguing and the cameras we have aren't good quality. A couple of them aren't working. And last year I brought to you to replace them with high definition, similar to what Everett has at the fire hall. I had a quote of $4,000, was $3,700. I checked it today. I called the same company and I said to them, we don't need a boom truck. We don't need the cameras way up high. Just make them visible somewhere, ladder length, and they have no problem with that. So the price now, they quoted me today, was $2,700, $2,792 plus tax, which is $1,000 less.
Okay. Signage, you've got signage.
Yeah, we got signage. We got an entrance exit area. When people enter the pool, that's down by the washrooms, and they have to sign. Well, we're going to record their name and phone number because public health wants that. In case someone comes up with COVID, then we can call who was there that day and let them know to go in for testing. Other signs, physical distancing, everything else that goes along with it. So we pretty well remember it. Everything, you can't think of everything that people want. And if there's anything additional, yeah, we'll get it done.
Okay. And just a general rule, you're looking at one entry, one exit, say 20 to 25 people in the pool.
Yes.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Then they would leave. And if there wasn't a lineup of another 20 or 25, then they come back around and register and go back in the pool. Once everything's rolling, swimming lessons will start at 10 a.m. till noon, and then 2 to 5, and then it's free swim after that, with the pool closing at 8 o'clock. Washrooms are open now and in use. They are cleaned twice a day.
Yes.
I'm hoping everybody's listening to what I'm saying, and we are going to install better cameras. And that would probably help us should anything occur. Michael,
Bill?
Yes.
Yes, Bill. Are we allowing one person at a time into the washrooms or just free for all?
No, it's not free for all. It shouldn't be free for all.
It is now, I should say. Or one person.
One person per plus family? Like no, if a mom comes person. There and two kids. Am I right, Dennis?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's one person. And that's the way it is. I work, one person in the washroom, not two.
How are we going to implement that?
Signs.
Okay.
We should, I said before, we should have somebody there because the lifeguards are going to be preoccupied with the pool. We really should have somebody there that's going to sort of control that end of it.
I suggested at the to Paul that we put a hook on the inside or a deadbolt and say to people, lock door when you go in, like an airplane. When you go into the bathroom, ours will lock the whole thing. When you go in, you lock the door. Somebody tries to get in, oh, there's somebody in there. When you leave, it's unlocked.
And if a child goes in and knows how to do the deadbolt, but doesn't know how to undo the deadbolt, then what?
I don't know.
Then we got a problem.
Yeah.
Then we got a problem. Nancy's problem, Nancy, what she's saying, she's right. You know, to have somebody, you know, you limit a child at the age. There's a couple of things there that we have to address. And the idea of somebody finding someone that can be there during the day, or two people that can split the shift, that can sort of...
You can say children must be accompanied by a parent.
Yeah. But you get, say you got a 12-year-old boy. He's got the devil.
He should know how to unlock the door.
He should be able to unlock the door. But the idea of a deadbolt, the deadbolt might cause a problem, because then we can't access from the outside without smashing something. Whereas if you don't use a deadbolt, most of those type of enclosures you can access from the outside, if you need be. Anyways, Dennis, I guess it's back in view. You're going to have to try to figure that one, or the lifeguards will have to figure that one.
Well, hey, like I say, I don't know how many lifeguards we'll have if they'll be there all the time.
Okay. I ask all the commissioners if you know anybody, or we may need people to assist with, i.e., traffic control or the washroom. Send them forward to Dennis.
Like right now, the washrooms are open, and the only thing we have up signage, practice social distancing. That's all we can do. People want to use the washroom. Today, the ladies were up cleaning the washroom at 2 o'clock, sanitizing. And when they got done, there were three people outside waiting to go in. One person would go in, the other two would wait. People are pretty well learning. They don't want to expose themselves to anybody else till they get COVID. So they're practicing on themselves.
You know? Yeah, I'm not worried about the adults.
Yeah.
Like you said, I've gone into that washroom years ago after a swimming lesson and before swimming lessons. Holy smoke, it's where a hurricane hit it. The only place there there was nothing hanging from the ceiling. Like, there's no underwear in the ceiling, but I mean, the place was a mess. So, anyway, we have to move forward. The thing's open now. It's a fluid operation, but we may have to find that we hire some people to police it.
Can I make a quick suggestion?
Sure can.
What about the two crossing guards we used to employ at the school? They're probably looking for a little work. Did we not pay for crossing guards up at the school? Yeah, was that us?
You want to give them a call and see?
Okay, I'll find out.
All right.
Phil, that's a good idea, Martin. I like that.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
I'll let you know tomorrow. We'll call them. We'll let you know.
All right.
If not.
Where's that piece of paper? So your the recommendations are to approve the purchase of the high-density analog cameras, or to refer back, and or to defer to purchase in 2021. I guess so. You're looking for a motion to buy these cameras.
Yeah.
At $2,792 plus tax.
That includes installation.
Does that include installation?
Yes.
Okay. Need a motion, please.
Could I make that motion, Bill?
Michael making a motion. Need a second.
Purchase and install.
Yeah. Purchase and install. Seconder.
Are these high definition analog or high definition digital?
And let me read it here. All cameras to be replaced with new high-definition analog cameras.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. We got a motion. Martin, did you second?
No, I did not. No, sir.
Okay, Joanne will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Purchase your cameras, Dennis. ASAP.
2800.
Yeah. Anyway, as far as the opening of protocols, et cetera, right now, like I say, it's a fluid operation. I'd say it's well handled thus far, but we may have surprises over the next few weeks. So, having said all that, and the public washroom guidelines are clean twice a day?
Yes.
Okay.
Sanitized.
And sanitized, yeah. Anything else anybody wants to bring to the table?
No.
No. Okay. Michael.
I'd like to call the meeting adjourned, Bill.
Thank you.
And Bill?
Yeah.
Just reading the Village of Chester Reserve Fund policy.
Yeah.
Emergency medical service reserves. We should really have a copy of that, all of us, before we discuss that.
I do agree.
Especially 9.1 and 9.2.
Can Dennis send us a copy of all those?
Is it a copy of what? I didn't hear it.
Michael? Okay.
Village of Chester Reserve Funds Policy.
Because that seems to be a bit of a problem, but we
Send it out already. When we approved it, was sent out, but I can do it again.
Good.
Thank you. You can come in and get a copy too.
Great. I'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Having said all that, thanks for attending. Take care of yourselves. Joanne, don't put too many hours in.
No.
Go swimming.
Oh, yeah, no. That water be some Joe Jesus call. Pardon my English. Oh, you can't type that.
Work too much.
Yeah. Anyway, with that, thank you all.